It is definitely good to be here. Where I was at this morning, they do Sunday school. It's a little different than what we're used to. And they've got books that they use, and it's all backed up scripture and stuff. So they hand out these books. But there's little stories that starts off in the parts, you know, before it starts into the Sunday school lesson. And part of it was knowing what the Spirit wanted you to do and how you know that. And talking about this man, and I can tell this and I'll get into the message, but this man was asking about taking a job and asked the Lord about it, and he didn't hear from God, so he just took the job anyway, and boy, it just turned out to be a mess. So he ended up giving it up, and he was complaining about it, and one of the men at church asked him, said, "Well, did you ask the Lord?" He said, "I prayed and I prayed and I prayed." He said, "The Lord never told me nothing." He said, "What did your wife think about it?" He said, "Well, she told me something was bothering her. She didn't think I ought to take it." He said, "You a Christian?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "You praise and reads and studies and all these things?" He said, "I asked some of the guys at church to pray about it." He said, "They said they just didn't feel real good about it, but you know, that was my decision." He said, "Even his son told him." He said, "Dad," said, "I woke up last night." I said, "I don't think you ought to take that job." And he said, "God reveals Himself in different ways."
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we ask for something, but we don't listen to what God says. So see, everybody was telling them these things, and God was putting it on their hearts to say negative things, but yet he thought God ought to speak directly to him.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes we get in trouble thinking those things. I believe God works in the way he wants to work. I've had people, me and Brother Jerry was talking about the testing. Amen. Entertaining angels unaware. You know, sometimes we don't understand, but just out of blue, somebody will call you up and say, "Hey, just thinking about you, love you, and praying for you." And who knows what we're doing for somebody when God puts that on our heart to do these things. We think, well, you know, that just seems foolish, but it's not foolish. I've had people do that. It's really encouraged me and lifted me up in times that I needed it. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. I'm going to be reading tonight out of Luke chapter 15. And kind of one of those situations. I preached this morning and I studied for the message this morning. I only had just an hour this evening to read and to think about what the Lord wants me to do. And this scripture kept coming to my heart. So I'm just going to read it and we're going to go with it. Very familiar scripture. It's about the prodigal son, but I'm going to skip the prodigal son. I'm going to preach on the brothers. Amen. If the Lord let me tonight. So you bear with me just for a minute, and we'll do whatever we can here with the Lord's help tonight. I don't even know where I need to start at. Start 22nd verse. Man, let's start there and finish out the chapter. "But the father said to his servant, 'Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they begin to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, 'Thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound.' And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandments. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed him the fatted calf.' And he said unto him," notice real close what he says to him here in the last two verses. "He said unto him, 'Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine.' It was meant that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as I come before you, I ask you, Lord, to help me tonight, God, to make a message, Lord, that you send it down from heaven, Lord, that we'd be able to preach it the way you'd have it preached, and to give you glory and honor and praise for all things. We love the church, Father. We never want to do anything, God, to be a hindrance or a stumbling block, Lord, but to be an encouragement, and God, someone that would pick them up when they're down, encourage them, God, when they need to be encouraged. Father, we give you praise and glory tonight for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As I begin to read this, begin to think about what he was saying here, and I preached on this scripture many times over the years about the prodigal son, and even preached on the brother getting mad, and amen, and these things. But tonight I got to reading this, and what stood out to me was that 31st verse there. He said, and he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. I thought about people, how many times somebody comes into the church and they'll get saved. Amen, and the church will make a big to-do over it. Amen, they're tickled to death that they've gotten saved. I believe the Bible teaches us in heaven, amen, there's rejoicing over just one sinner getting saved. Amen, so people will get real happy about that, and they'll rejoice. Sister Mary, I thought about how that after a little while, if you start really attending that person, I'm giving them people a lot of attention. The next thing you know, amen, jealousy will rise in someone else. Amen, not understanding tonight that, amen, as long as they stay with Jesus, amen, everything that he has still belongs to them. And we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Jury, they ain't but one. Amen, thing that tonight that we're going to receive when we enter into heaven. And that is eternal life. So many people are thinking just because they do better than somebody else, amen, they're going to get more rewards. I'm here to tell you tonight, from the least to the greatest, amen, tonight, God, I believe he said John the Baptist was the greatest in heaven, and he took a little child and set him in his lap. He said, but he is not nothing like this. Amen, is a little child. Now, he will be greater in heaven than anybody. You know why? Because tonight there's no sin about him, but we all going to retain the same thing. We all going to retain eternal life. That's what we're hoping for and searching for. Amen. When I got saved, I didn't begin to look for a mansion. Amen. I didn't begin to look for, amen, the streets of gold. But Jesus told me that I didn't have to go to hell. And that's what I want to escape from. I want to escape hell tonight and be there with Jesus in heaven, that I can obtain what he's got.
Amen.
He said we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Peter said it best. He said we have an inheritance laid up, Brother Adam, in heaven that's incorruptible, undefiled before God. Amen. That moth can't eat it. Amen. Rust can't take it. I'm here to tell you tonight it's sealed, signed, and delivered. Amen. As the sister was talking about tonight, that lamb that died for us, I thank God for that. Amen. That when he signed it in the precious blood. Amen. And let me tell you something. I've been in some land dealings. Amen. You have to get a lawyer to draw up papers. And once you sign them papers, it's signed and it's sealed. Little stamp with notary public on there, notarized it. Amen. It's got a seal on it. That says it's been taken care of. I'm here to tell you tonight, when you knelt down before God, and you gave your heart to the Lord, and the book is covered and sealed. He said nobody was able to open. I believe whatever that we just say, that book is open. Amen. And Jesus takes that pen and dips it in his precious blood. And there's no power to back that up. You can criticize me or whatever you want to, but I believe it's signed in the blood. Amen. Just like the Bible's written in red when Christ spoke. I believe tonight Mary's your name written down in heaven. It's signed in red. It's not wrote with a black pen. Down here in the legal things. It's done. They want it to be wrote in black. I still ain't never understood that. But they want you to use a black pen. Amen. But listen, in heaven it's signed in red.
In red, brother. Come on.
Come.
Amen.
Saying that you're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
This brother, boy, no doubt all he could see was just what he could see. He couldn't see beyond the inheritance. He just saw his brother coming back. Daddy being happy. All the friends are making merry. Amen. All he could see was, boy, out here I've done all this work and all this labor. Amen. And this one, he's just getting all the attention. Amen. That's the problem in the church. Everybody wants the attention. I don't want the attention. Amen. I want Jesus. I want him to be the leader of my life. Sister Mary, I just want him in my heart. That I know. That I know. That my name is in heaven. That I've got a home to go
is over. That's all that matters. Amen. This brother, he said, oh, his daddy's good after. You know what? First, I believe he thought of. Boy, I'm going to give up sometime. Daddy's going to take and re-give it to him again. Oh, he took his part and wasted it. Now he's going to take my part and he's going to cut it in half again. No doubt that's not what he saw.
Yeah.
He said, son, he said, all that is mine is thine.
Yep.
He said, not one thing is going to be taken.
Okay.
I'm glad that I did not let devils in hell.
Bless him, Lord.
Ruth was singing that song. I thought, thank you, Lord. Because my name's recorded in heaven. Ain't not enough devils in hell to take that inheritance.
Right.
You know that? Amen. When Jesus saved me, he signed that. Amen. Oh, he just took, I can just imagine now. Bible says there's rejoicing in the presence of angels.
Yeah.
I hear people say angels rejoicing. It doesn't say angels rejoicing. It says in the presence. Who gave their life for us to be saved? Who laid it down? Who sacrificed and suffered for us to be saved? Boy, who went through the pain for us? No doubt, Adam, that morning that I saw you come out of that sea, hit that altar and give your heart to Jesus. Hey, my name was rejoicing in heaven.
Amen.
I can see Jesus standing up. Oh, I'm saying, no, Father, that was more than the devil don't have.
Amen.
That's the way things happen. When the Lord comes in, Satan has to go.
Yeah.
It's okay, Abel. Put your hands over your ears if you need to. I had grown-ups doing that this morning. Amen. I know it's a little loud. I'm sorry. I can't help that. But I just wonder what we're going to do when we get to glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we see our inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
When we see what God's got in store for us.
Okay,
I just wonder, wonder how quiet we'll be. I wonder when he says, "Enter into his Lord." I wonder if you'll just kind of saunter in. I don't think we will, do you?
No.
I think when we get to that point, when everything's good, boy, when he says enter in, we're going to know it's all good.
Amen. Amen.
When he says enter in to the joys of the Lord, I believe we'll miss you, Joel.
Yeah,
amen.
Come down here, I'm saddled with so much problems, aggravation, and trouble. Ruth was requesting prayer for me if you didn't know who she's talking about. I get so aggravated, so irritated.
Yeah.
I mean, everything just comes in at one time, just overwhelms us. Amen. And I got two people, they're my family, and they don't listen, won't do nothing to help me half the time. Too busy texting, too busy talking. Amen. You got to work yourself to death. Well, I get overwhelmed sometimes.
Yeah.
One day I won't be that way.
Yeah. Amen.
One day I won't be that way.
Amen.
My boss says, take a deep breath. Calm down. I'm not excited, so you should get excited. That's the problem. Ain't nobody else gets excited. Amen. But if we just take, be thankful for what we got. I'm thankful I have a job.
Amen.
I'm thankful God put me where He put me.
Yeah.
Amen. I have the freedom, Brother Jerry, to come and go as I please. Amen. To do God's work. If I was to hold a revival and I'd go in, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm boss, I'm tired. I'm going to go home.
Right.
He said, go ahead.
Yeah.
He wouldn't care a bit.
Yeah.
He said, hey, man. He go home too. Just to make sure he did not take up the slack. Ain't that the truth? But you know what? What I'm thankful for what God's given me.
Amen.
It ain't because of what everybody else is doing. I'm thankful for what the Lord's given me.
Amen.
My daddy always said, you get what you're worth. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. If you ain't worth nothing, you won't get nothing. Amen. He said, if your word ain't no good, you ain't no count. Amen. You know, my daddy didn't leave me nothing, Mary. I don't have a thing lost my daddy. But I have some memories. And I have some teachings that have stuck with me. More precious than anything that he had in this world.
When he came by.
Amen. Anything that he had in this world was temporary, but that I'll take all the way to the grave.
Yeah.
Amen. Moth can't eat it.
Yeah.
Amen. Rust can't canker it. It'll always be there.
Yeah, amen.
Not even a Christian man, Brother Gary. But he instilled some things in my heart that I believe goes along with the Bible.
Yeah.
Reach your neighbor. Good.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you might need them.
That's right.
They'll love you and they'll be there for you.
Right.
Yeah. Until he died, I didn't understand what that meant. Son, when he died and our neighbors came in, I understood.
Yeah.
My daddy was a quiet man. My father was a quiet man, and he'd say, "Don't aggravate your neighbors."
Yeah.
Amen. That he left in my heart.
Yep.
Listen, we have an inheritance. It doesn't matter who gets saved.
Yeah.
So many people, listen, there's so many people. They'll take somebody's got money, boy, they come into church all of a sudden, they'll pull out all stops.
Yeah.
I preached for 5 years in a church, a man that wouldn't even offer me a drink of water every Sunday. Had a preacher come and got him a bottle of water, brought it in the house with him, and it run out. The deacon about broke his neck getting up, trying to get to the water fountain to get him more water.
Yeah.
That don't matter.
Yeah.
Mine and hers still the same.
Yeah. Amen.
Huh? People, this because that man's family had a bunch of money. That's what it was, because he had a bunch of money. Hey, man, they about broke their neck getting him water. And they wouldn't care if I was so dry, I couldn't have stopped them if they was on fire. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what? I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus loves us.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who you are, what you got in your pocket.
Yeah.
I preached one time getting rid of sin, hidden sins. And I filled my pockets full. I had pocket knives, I had cigarette lighters, I had all kinds of stuff. Nuts and bolts and everything I put in my pocket that morning I preached. Nobody got that message. The only thing one fellow said to me, he said, "I thought about letting them go get your bill from getting money out of it." I started just pulling stuff out. People don't pay attention to what the Lord's trying to tell them. But said all that, say this now. The things that I've learned is more precious to me than anything else in this world. The things that the Father has taught me.
Yeah.
Amen. Brothers have taught me. Sisters have taught me. Prayed for me. Mary, you taught me a lesson, didn't you know? My boy had a nosebleed. I took him in the back room and prayed for him. Took read that scripture, boy, over to Ezekiel, and put it on. Oh, I poured it on, Jerry, behind the door. Don't work halfway. You know, you don't hide stuff God's got.
Yeah, right.
Huh? Sister Mary, she got out there and opened, read that, and hung her, heartbroken, heartfelt. Slapped it off a light switch. Boy, why didn't you do that to me? He said, "Because you wasn't humble and you was ashamed."
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Lord told me. Well, Lord, don't talk to me like that. Well, you need to get closer to Him.
Yeah.
Amen. I love you, Knight. I know I just rambled on, but I'm sorry. I love you, Knight, with all my heart. But we have an inheritance, Knight. It doesn't matter who gets saved, how much they got, how little they got. The same God gave His Son for them as He did for us.
Right.
And money won't buy it. Amen. And you sure can't get food stamps to get in. It don't matter what you got.
Right.
As long as you're saved and His name signed in the blood, you'll go to heaven.
Yeah.
I hope that makes some sense to you. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't worry about this and or that. And I think the other day I preached on up here, Jerry, how is this now? We started this and Jerry said, "You take care of the son now." He ain't preached yet.
I tell you, God.
Okay, Father, I'll worry about what you gave me. Amen. But listen, this is, I preached on not worrying about what somebody else is doing. Don't worry about who gets saved. What we need to be worried about is just that God saved. Amen. That's the most important thing. It doesn't matter. Listen, if a rich man got saved, guess what? He'll help the church.
Yeah.
Poor man gets saved, guess what he'll do? He'll help the church.
Yeah, right.
Amen. God will bless him. He'll help the church. He'll work. He'll do whatever he can in the church.
Right.
Amen. Because the Lord saved him.
Right.
He might be a musician. Might have spent his time in bars and honky tonks. But then he might turn around and take that old guitar and sing praises unto the Lord. God can use people like that.
Right.
It doesn't matter. There was a man that was in our neighborhood. He was a fairly... When it came to property, the man was very rich. He had a lot of property. And the fellow told me, he said, "I heard that he got saved." I said, "Well, any evidence of it?" He said, "Well, he goes to church all the time." And I said, "I just wonder if there's any evidence to it." And I heard people talking bad about him. Well, he's got all this land and all this stuff. I mean, he don't care about nobody but himself. He got all this property. He didn't give nobody an acre of ground. Well, he bought it, he worked, he paid for it, he bought it. That's his to do with it, whatever he wanted to do.
Right.
They said at this church he began to tend every time he passes around there. offering went from like $60-$70. Now some people went there and made some good money. And then went to thousands every week. Nobody's putting this cash money, so nobody knew who was putting it in. And whenever he died, he left that church a great big lump sum of money. Because he loved it.
Yeah.
He didn't do it, didn't try to buy it, he didn't write checks and sign his name on it for everybody to see.
Yeah.
That's evidence that third man.
Yeah.
That, that man was saved.
Yeah.
When a man has to toot his horn,
yeah.
Hey man, there ain't no evidence third man.
Exactly.
Jesus is what it's all about.
Amen.
Right. I love you tonight. Tonight, if you're able to stand and